Hilchem Gimel, we started Sifta Aleph, we finished the Shulchan Aruch, and now we're about to start the Ramah. So the Ramah says like this, he's going back to the last thought. We say that the Shulchan Aruch says in case they found a mistake in the Kriya, whatever has been read up to that point counts as a Kriya, and the amount of people which have received the Liyas count as Olim, and you're Mashlim based on that. So they found a mistake in the middle of the Kriya. So the Shulchan Aruch says that they switch Sefer Torah in the middle. The Ola does not make a new bracha. They finish off his Aliyah, then he makes a bracha achron on the new Sefer. Comes the Ramah. The Ramah says, why do we continue with the same Ola into the next Sefer, thereby not making a bracha on the new Sefer? We should argue, and not making a bracha korban on the first sefer, there was a kriya of three psukim, or possibly more, before we found the mistake. That was considered a valid kriya because it has the cheskes kashrus, etc. It's a valid kriya. So that requires a bracha korban on this sefer and that kriya. When you switch to the next sefer, it's as if you're not really making a bracha over here. It comes the Ramah, the Ramah says therefore, v'im kvar koru imo yishlesh psukim, v'av shalah hafsik. The Ola read three psukim before they found the mistake, and we're at a point right now where they can stop. It's not a few psukim before the end of a parsha, whatever it is. So the Ramah says in that situation, the Lachis Poiskin Shom Mavorach Achareha Mashlim Maminyan B'Sefer Torah Acheres Shematzin. So that Ola stops there. Says the bracha achron on the first sefer, and then we take out the second sefer, and when the next orla starts from the new sefer, from where the mistake is and onwards, and we cheshbon out that there should be enough orlim, and the people get aliyahs in the second sefer. Okay, now so the Ramah b'hodim etzina cheres, that which we take out the second sefer is davka shenimsa tos gomer. It has to be a true mistake. There's some words that are pronounced u or oi, and there's supposed to be a vav there, something, and the vav is missing, or vice versa. Many of these things there are different masoros, etc. So that's not a clear mistake that we would have to take out another sefer because of that. Shein sefer Torah shalonu v'yakim b'likach kolkach shenamer shacheres yia yoser kosher. I mean, there's always possibility for something incorrect in any sefer that we have. So why do I assume the second one is better? So if it's a clear, glaring mistake, I have to do that. But if it's something like chaseris and yaseris, we'll just continue in the sefer Torah that we have. Now, in the parentheses, it says that that's the opinion of the Augur, the Piskei, the Maria Vuav. But the Riaz and the Maril Pasuk, the Ein Lohavi Sefer Torah Acheres, in general we don't switch. Because the Pasuk, the Torah Lohavi Sefer Torah Acheres, you do have to take another Sefer Torah. So what the Ramah is saying is, we have the opinion of the Riaz and the Maril that you never take a new Sefer. You have the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that you always take a new Sefer. So I'm making this somewhat this Pshara, that if you're dealing with something which is a common type of an issue, which very well could occur in the second sefer as well, I'm going to follow the opinion of the Maril and the Riaz, that what do you gain by taking the second sefer? And I'm talking about something which is a glaring toss, which I would assume the second sefer Torah does not have that glaring toss, or these types of glaring tossim, so then we would gain by switching, and if we're going to switch. So somewhere is a pshora, or hachroah between the two opinions is the approach that he said. Now, b'shas etchak shein l'sibur rak sefer Torah apostle of ein shami sheyochel l'sakta. So we mentioned before the Ramah sent us to look at this Ramah over here. Shul only has one sefer Torah in his apostle, and there's nobody that was able to fix it. So there's an opinion that says that you can make a bracha on it. Some disagree and say you may not. you may not. So the Ramah says, I'm going to make, again, some type of a middle ground. And I'm going to say the argument like this. That even though we all the Sefer Torah is multiples, it's five chumashim. But if the mistake is found in one of the five chumashim, and the other five chumashim, as far as we know, have no mistakes. So Bereishis, there's no mistakes in Bereishis. There's a mistake in Sefer Shmos. So Bereishis, which in the sense that it's a distinct one of the five chumashim. There's no mistakes. So the Ramah, v'im chomesh echad sholim b'loy tos, yesh l'hokol l'kroes t'boi s'chomesh al pishe yesh tos b'cher. So we know, we only once ever turn on the Shul Nebuch, and we know the problem. Every year they come to Parshas B'Shalach, there's a mistake. So we know that. So, but that doesn't preclude me from using it for the other four chumashim. I can't use it for Shmois. That's the again. That's the Ramah's Hakurav. We have, according to the opinion of the Kolboy and the Abu Dram, if you have no the Sefer Torah, you use it with a bracha. According to the opinion of the Rashba and the Gos Maimonides, Shubha Sedeshan, you don't at all. He's saying, well, if at least this and this one of the, this Sefer of the five Svarim is Sholem, even though there's a mistake in a different one, that much in this Sefer is Sholem, you can use it with a bracha. Okay. The Ramah doesn't discuss the sandwich Mishra will discuss. Okay, you only have one Sefer Torah, and as far as you know, it's kosher. You find a mistake as you're reading. Right, so what do you do in that scenario? The scenario which the Shulchan Aruch discusses, either there's a known singular sefer which is known to be possible. The question is, at the beginning of laying, what do we do? Do we lay? Do we lay with the bracha, etc.? Or the other cases, you have a second sefer Torah available to switch to. The case where there was no other sefer to switch to, but as far as you know, the sefer was kosher. You started reading it, assuming the sefer is kosher, and then you found the mistake. So what do you do in that situation? So, Mishra Berurah will talk about that.
What's the rationale about not reading from the Pasul Sefer Torah? Are you discussing the facts? We're not discussing the reasoning behind it. What's the reason?
So, the issue is not a Pasul Sefer Torah. Again, the Chazar Masak and Kriyas Torah, they can Masak and however they wish. But that's clear to get the shame, the status of a Kedusha Sefer Torah. It's written with Psul, it's not a Kedusha, it doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Torah. So it's written, it has Kedusha to it, obviously, it's a Tashmish Kedusha, it's very holy, but it's not, it doesn't have full Kedusha Sefer Torah without that. So Chazal could have chosen that our Artikana was to read from a Kedusha Sefer Torah. They could have chosen that we don't care. That's part of the Machoikas. Is the requirement of?
I thought the issue was that if you don't separate out a Pasul Sefer Torah from the Kosher Sefer Torahs, and what's going to happen is eventually mistakes are going to start creeping into the text, and in a few generations they'll think that's correct because everything is all mixed up. There's no definitive text. That's why I found it very surprising when you said that when you brought him down there, he says that the next one will be Puzzle 2. I thought we were pretty careful on not using Puzzle as a guitarist. So saying, oh, well, if we found him stolen, there's a letter missing, the next one also.
40 minutes.
Based on what? I mean, we're very careful. I mean, that's something. How often do we find a Puzzle Sefer Torah? And usually the problem is that one letter is running into another. It's not usually, from what I recall. I don't remember that many times that they found in my lifetime that then I do go to shul. I mean, I haven't found that many times that they found Puzzle the Sefer Torah.
Maybe three, four
times. And even then it was a letter running into the other that he didn't separate it. Something like that. It wasn't like all of a sudden it said... Ace, and instead of Ace, I don't remember that too much of that. So, where's that based on?
The problem is we don't. You take out a Koran Tanakh. In the back of a Koran Tanakh, they will show you the Chilufei Kirsos in Chumash. we only write one in the Sefer Torah. Mm-hmm. So the most famous one is the Aleph and the Hey by Psuadako.
Right, that's only the only one.
But besides that one, which is that's the most famous one, there are a few issues of Chaseris and Yeseris, which there are machlokes in what is the correct way to write it. Uh-huh. So, yeah, we follow our Masara, but who said our Masara is right? So he's saying, we don't know for sure that we have a Kosher Sefer Torah. We'll never, some Mashiach comes.
But we know that Kosher is based on our Masara, though. You have to base it on something. So we base it on Amasara. But
the point is,
within Amasara, they're correct.
I understand, but we recognize the fact that there are machlokos and that there is not a clear hachra on some of these things. So it's not clear that you're gaining so much more by moving to another Sefer Torah, which very possibly we understand there are machlokos about. That's what he's saying. Okay. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah over here is very nice. He gives an introduction to the sif, because the sif is complicated. Now the introduction is a little complicated also, but let's I didn't promise this is going to be easy. Okay, so we're looking at sif katan yud gimel. So kedei lahavin is divrei zeh sif akim lezeh hakdama ktzara. In order to understand this sif, we need to really have an introduction. Woohoo. Most poskim hold that there is a requirement of a kosher sefer Torah for kriyas Torah. So it's missing a word or a letter or some other type of mistake, so you can't use it for kriyas Torah. Well, who, according to the opinion of these poskim, this is required for kriyas Torah, and that means if there was a mistake and you find it, whatever you read until now was worthless. Well, did they do according to that opinion? In mimsa botos, fil achar shakar koru shiva kruyim, tzarech lachzer l'roish b'sefer Torah hakosher l'baruch alel. We read all we finished all seven kruyim in the sefer, and then we realize, you know, the Balkaris, you know, I think I noticed something. They go on the roast of this puzzle. So you take out a different sefer Torah, you start over again with all seven kriyim with brachas. The Isaac kriyah rishona, command the lesedam. According to this opinion, it has no status of a kriyah at all. There was no kriyah, there was no olim, there was no bracha. It's nothing. The whole thing was not effective. But das mixes poiskim.
Is there any need to call up the same people? Or is
no.
Not a question of cover? That maybe there is.
Yeah, maybe. I'm saying that it's not, you know, but not, it's not a. It's a Derek Eretz issue more than it's a. Than it's a. You know, if you have a lot of people trying to get on the Aliyah, this is like a great opportunity.
It's a great idea.
Right?
It's terrific.
Yeah.
Everybody will be happy.
No,
except for me who has
the first
said
different avenue.
But that's Mixes Poiskim. On the other end of the spectrum, there are some opinions, which is the minority opinion, that feel a kosher kama psukim, even if there's missing psukim, but koshkin and shenipsa botos baam, or there's a mistake. After the nikris sefer Torah linyan shekayim, but mitzvah asay shel ksiva sefer Torah. This is not the sefer Torah that we're commanded to write, because one we're commanded to write has to have everything correct. This is not the sefer Torah that you will fulfill your mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah with. But if you have nothing else, this is available. This is a valid sefer Torah to read from. Chazal's tekana of kriyas Torah can be used. They can use such a sefer. Okay. So that's quite a range in this. Quite an extreme opinions.
I know it's off the topic, but it's really on the topic. If a woman is married to a kohen, she's a basisa, she's allowed to eat truma, right? As long as she's married to the kohen. But if the kohen dies, she can't eat truma anymore. Isn't that the halakha?
She has a child.
She has a male child. She can.
Right. But let's say she has no children.
She can't eat anymore.
She can't eat any. So let's say she finds out that her husband is out of town and he died 2 days before. Does that mean that she's eating truma the whole time until... because I thought chazaka means that until we find out that it takes out of the chazaka, so I'm going back to the Sefer Torah. Why would you go back to the beginning of the laning? When you laned Let's say you're in Shvi. When you lay till Shvi, that Sefer Torah was kosher as far as you were concerned, because you're going to be basing it on the Chazaka. Otherwise, how does this work? How does Chazaka work in general? If we're going to go, if we're going to go back retroactively, how do you know that you're going to go back to that? Maybe you should start from Bereishis of that. I mean, the same with Davasaf, but the whole idea of Chazaka is that you say right now has a Chazaka kosher. Now you found out that it's possible. But lost it. But
so it's a fair question. But the difference is the following. Right now, I have a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Right, whatever she did in the past, she did in the past. Over here, I have the mitzvah right now, and I'm aware now that what I did was not a valid Kriya. Even though when I did it, I have a right to assume that it's kosher. But once I realized that it wasn't, Chazaka doesn't work. Doesn't mean that I deny the reality which existed in the past. It just means that chazakas exist in the present, not in the past. Right now, in the present, I have a right to assume that. They don't define what really happened. They define what I have a right to assume right now. Right now, I have a right to assume that the Sefer Torah is kosher and read from it. And I can make a bracha on it. But now that I know that it's not true, it's Shabbos morning and you haven't read from you have a mitzvah to read from the Sefer Torah, which you didn't do yet. Because you know that it's possible. It's like if a person relies on Roy, but he eats something which he believes is kosher and turns out that it's treif. He ate treif. Right? He doesn't get an einish because you had a right to do that. But in regards to kiyum, if I thought my lulav was kosher and I realized my lulav was possible, I'd say, well, I had a chazaka, it was kosher yesterday. I didn't look at it well. Right? I have to take... Person comes to me after davening. He put on his tefillin. He realized, you know, tefillin was kosher yesterday. He doesn't have any problem. Meanwhile, last night an achbar chewed off an edge. He has to put on tefillin again. Mm-hmm. Because he has a chiyuv with tefillin today, which he didn't do yet. So for once I'm aware of it, uh-huh. It doesn't work to protect
me. How far back do you go?
So there's no thing, because you can't, in general we don't, I mean that's because we had before, do you read a parsha that you missed? But as far as we go back is one parsha.
That's it, because it's...
The Chazar would never miss out and go back more than one parsha, because uh-huh. Most we've ever had is a kriya of two parshas and one Shabbos. So theoretically, maybe you'd have to go back a parsha, but uh-huh. Even that,
that... That makes sense, because we don't know when Psul happened. So you might as well see.
Psul could happen years ago.
It could have happened that week. It could happen during the raining that day, maybe some...
If you see a missing... Let's say if you see a missing...
Well, it depends
word,
what the mistake is.
Then it was like that from the beginning.
Yeah, it depends.
I mean, that the words don't disappear.
Yeah, okay.
The words parkas ba'avir is I got it, the Gemara. It's not...
Okay, so according to the second opinion, that you can take a Sefer Torah, which is possible, and use it. According to the first opinion, even if you did it, it's no good. Now, where does the Shulchan Aruch stand? Hamachaber Besif Gimel Sosam.
Weren't they concerned if you're going to read from this Pasul Sefer Torah that it could get mixed up with the Kosher Sefer Torah, and all of a sudden that mistakes could start creeping in general? They're not concerned about that.
I'm not aware of.
Not that you're aware.
Okay. Even though we have no other Sefer Torah available, we're not going to rely on the second opinion. Because according to the first opinion, the Sefer Torah versus Pasul is not a Kriya. So even though you have nothing else, you can't make a bracha on it. We could argue maybe you'll take it without a bracha, you shouldn't forget the idea of Kriya, but you definitely can't do it. Achmed the Rebbe Pesach Servim the Aser, he's following the majority opinion that you can't do that. But now the question is, we have an opinion that the kriya from such a sefer is kosher, and now it's a b'di'evet. So what do? Do we rely on that opinion b'di'evet or not? So posak a rav, Rabbi Yaakov the Beit Rav, the linyan b'di'evet, shemkan al das k'sasa poskim anal shorstirim likrispo. In the case of a b'di'evet, we rely on the opinion that it was a valid kriya. Balsalam a kriya, mitzarach lahotzi sefer tara cheres. So b'di'evet, we say that that's valid, and there's no need to take it. In the case where you finish the whole parsha, you don't need to take out another sefer. Well, and the Achronim accept the opinion of the Mari Beirav. Now, furthermore, the same way you tell me if you read all seven kriyim, it's called the valid kriyim. So similarly, if you read three kriyim, and then you found a mistake, so those three kriyim are valid kriyim. But Selin Masha Kar Koru, Samchim Aladasa Makilim, and Al Shiyotsu Bidiyevin. In regards to what has been read already, we follow the opinion that the Kriya was valid. Ach Likris Boy Oid is also, but you can't continue. Because Roy said that you can't read from a Sefer Torah, which is possible. Therefore, we take out the Sefer Torah and we pick up from where we found the mistake. And we fulfill our obligation of having seven aliyahs, including the people who read in the first Sefer Torah. Finally, I'm hey, mitzar from Lashiva Kruyim, Kibun Shubidiyavit. In the Bidiyavit situation, we rely on their minority opinion. So they are allowed to have aliyahs in such a Sefer Torah. The aliyah was an aliyah, the Kriya was a Kriya, the Bracha was a Bracha. In Bidiyavit, we were stomach on that opinion. Okay, now, because of Kruyim, the Mikomokam, Imapsha Toyb Yosha Shikru, Shiva Kruyim, Besefer Torah Shinsiyu. Let's argue like this. Regards to the psukim which had to be read, we read the psukim, I understand. Regards to the aliyahs, what's the shlech, you should put seven kriyim. You can do a selfish. What's the shlech, you should put seven kriyim in the new Sefer Torah? So according to the first opinion, the kriya wasn't the kriya, the aliyah wasn't the aliyah, the bracha wasn't a bracha. You haven't read any kriyim yet. You're holding by shishi. No, you're not. You're holding by zero, as far as the first opinion. So why not, if you can fit in seven kriyim, why not do that? So that's a good idea. Now, because in Karberich Bracha Achrona B'Psula. Okay, so that's the first step is that we're talking about the person got an aliyah, the person finished aliyah, made the Bracha Achrona, and then somebody realized, you know, there was a mistake there. After the first aliyah, after the third aliyah, whatever it is, but he's already said the Bracha Achrona. But now, we found the mistake while he's in the middle of Kriya. So now we have a new question. Do you make the bracha achrona on this sefer? So according to the first opinion, you can't make a bracha on this sefer. So how can you make a bracha achrona on this sefer? According to the second opinion, you could. So Bidiyavit, you say, listen, so the Kriya was a Kriya, the bracha was a bracha, the aliyah was aliyah, fine. But now it's not Bidiyavit. We're going now and deciding to make a bracha on this sefer. Okay. Fill a Koro Harbi Psukim, you read your three Psukim, you read many more than three Psukim. So regards to Lachal, you can't say Bracha until you read three Psukim. We read three Psukim, and we're saying that whatever we read counts. So I read three Psukim already. Lakoshkan Kishaloi Koro Daim Shosim Psukim, or if you haven't read three Psukim, for sure you can't make a Bracha Chorana. Vagama Fila Gomer Kriyosa Lagamri, or if he finished his whole Aliyah but he hasn't made the Bracha Chorana yet, Kol Shaloi Berach Adayim Bracha Chorana. And the Baruch Bracha Chorana Al Psula. The Zehu Lechatchila. We're saying Lechatchila, we don't rely on the minority opinion. So to make the decision to make the Bracha now on this Sefer is you're actively deciding now to do something which you shouldn't have done. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yitzhiwa Cheris, Bikur Shom Shlesh Psukim. So therefore, the Oila will take out the second Sefer Torah. The Ayla will read three psukim in the new Sefer Torah and then make the Bracha Achrona. Yivorach Shom Bracha Achrona Levav. So that's the Marie Beirav, Shetiku HaMachaber B'Sivset. So that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch following the opinion of the Marie Rav. The Marie Rav is making somewhat of a Mishora between the two Shitas. Okay. Now, Zok, the Meshibur Avaiter, Bedasa Mordechai. The Mordechai says, you're right, Lechatchila, we don't read from a Pasul and Sefer Torah. But Bidiyavi, we said it's kosher. As much as Bidiyavi, we said it's kosher, and if you read three psukim, and that was called a valid kriya, you have a chiyah bracha achrona on this Sefer Torah. You didn't have a mind for another Sefer Torah, so the bracha really should be on the Sefer Torah, if it's possible. So Mordechai says, Shimkar koru shlosha psukim v'efshel hafzik shom. It's not in a place where you're not allowed to stop. So you read three psukim, at least three psukim. So stop, not including the pasuk with the tosus. So you have three psukim bekashrus, and then in pasuk the seventh or eighth pasuk again is aliyah. We found a mistake. Okay, he read the seven psukim, seven psukim already bekashrus. So you stop there. You make the bracha achrona in the Sefer Torah because, again, the kriya was done halachically valid kriya according to the second opinion. And we're relying on the second opinion in the Bidya Abbot. So it was a valid kriya. If it was a valid kriya, I have to make a bracha on it. I don't have a choice. And it's not proper to make the bracha card on the second sefer because I didn't have das for the second sefer. So I have a chiyah to make the bracha really on this sefer. So the Mordechai says you make a bracha card. If you can stop here, you read three psukim. You don't read three psukim, you can't make a bracha card over here. If you can't stop, you know, this is a place where you can't stop, so you have to continue on. And you can't continue on in the sefer, so you have to go to the next sefer. But in a case where you read three psukim already, and you can stop here, it's not, you know, in a place where halacha doesn't allow you to stop, it's too close to the end, or something like that. So you would stop here, say the bracha achrona, and then the next person will start from the new sefer term.
If the bracha receives it's right in the middle of the pasuk, did he stop right there, or did he finish the pasuk?
He has no union of finishing the pasuk. If he said Hashem Hashem, he might, you know, just want to finish the thought, because you don't want to leave it hanging. Posting Shama Bar Bracha Korna, Umatzin Akeres La Lois Shama Yeser Kruyim. So that Mordechai is agreeing with the Mibir Rav that we're going to rely on Bidi Abed on the minority opinion and say.
He's saying if the pasuk has Hashem's name, you should finish the whole pasuk.
No, you should finish the thought.
The phrase,
whatever it is. Shouldn't leave it hanging. By the Bar Hashem. You know, just say something. You know,
why is it hard to finish the whole pasuk? I mean, at that point, what's the negative involved in that? Shalos abrochas, but he can't say a pasuk once he starts it.
You can read a pasuk anytime.
Yeah, I mean, why?
Yeah, but you don't have to. The Chayyim says you don't. There's no chiyuv to say a full.
People,
full,
all of a sudden, you get stuck in the middle of a pasuk. I mean,
we're in the Phelps rule. I mean, he says, as long as it's a middle of it's a full thought, uh-huh. But very long psukim. As long as the Shem Hashem has been said in a way which is a full thought, you that's not called a problem. Saying Hashem, you know, saying Hashem Hashem, you know, the Torah.
Isn't it for correcting someone as well? If they made a mistake, they should finish the phrase if it has Shem's name in it.
Chayyim is mashman that you don't have to, but. But the minigard limits too. Now, mevorach bracha achrona, umetzin acher is la l'shama yeser kriyim. So if they read three psukim and you can stop there, it's not two psukim towards the end of a parsha, whatever it is. According to Mordechai, you would stop in the first sefer Torah, say the bracha achrona in the first sefer Torah, and then take out the second sefer Torah and continue there. V'medayim l'kara shlosh psukim. Well, let's say that, however, that's not an option because you haven't read three psukim yet. So that kriya wasn't the kriya. You can't go weiter in the sefer because the sefer is possible. And that which the right person said, you may not read it in the sefer Torah, which is possible. So you cannot continue in the sefer. You can't make a bracha karan in the sefer because you only read two psukim so far. And you can't make a bracha karan on two psukim. So in that situation, or you can't stop for a different reason. For example, two psukim before the end of a parsha. So you can't stop here, but you can't continue in the sefer. So Mordechai says, what do you do? So he says, but according to his opinion, again, this is not the opinion we were following. It says, the Racha Kara belongs on this sefer because you didn't have a das for the other sefer. So he says, Yikra Toz Balpeh, the place where there's a mistake, you're going to say, not reading in Zayik, because the word is not considered like it's there, because it's written pretty properly. So that word you're going to say Balpeh. Okay, that's the opinion of the Mordechai. Comes the Ramah is going to make a hachroa somewhere in the middle. But let's say the Mishabur gets involved in a bracket. So, chayin im huber ashkadosh kriyot zeshark lahashem aprosha l'chayv zayyim in the house of the kriyim. We don't have an option of another aliyah on a ashkadosh. We can't because the Torah's ber kriyas revi. They found the mistake in the fourth aliyah. He actually lahafzik shama l'baruch baruch hakadosh. You don't stop there in the middle. Shem Kain Historic Lohisiv al Mian Akriya will have to have a fifth aliyah. Mikim Shiyevshal Lahafsik Shoma, Yigmar Akriya, Besefer Apostle, we work for Harkwan. So that situation, they found a mistake in the fourth aliyah, you'll finish off the kriya, and the person will make the bracha achrona, and that's it. We will not take out another sefer. But the Ramah also kein hakra b'neim. The Ramah makes somewhere in the middle between the sheet of the Mari Rav and the sheet of the Mordechai. The Shulchan Aruch followed the Mari Rav. The Mordechai is saying that the Mari Rav says that moving forward you may not read from the Pesach Sefer Torah. It's impossible. But he has no problem with making a bracha achrona on the new sefer. So if you found a mistake in the middle of a kriya, you'll switch to the new sefer and continue there. Mordechai says you can't do that. You're supposed to make a bracha on the sefer. So you'll make a bracha on the sefer, even if it requires you. See if you can stop there. You'll stop there. If you can't stop there, you'll read further in the Pasul of Sefer Torah. You'll rely on the mixes poiske that the kriya in that sefer is kosher. So Ramah comes along and says like this: Vahu dim lekara dain rak shnei psukim. You only read two psukim, or you read three, but you can't stop there. So in that situation, he says, I agree with the problem. We have the problem over here. I agree with the Mordechai that in a case where you could stop here, you should stop here and make a bracha achrona. There, I agree with the Mordechai. Not like the Mirror Rav, that you continue with the next sefer. No, stop here. You're three psukim. It's a place you can stop. Stop here, make the bracha achrona on this sefer, and then go to the new sefer. However, that which he said, when it's two psukim, I continue, you can't continue in the sefer. Lo yivar bracha achrona.
When what's two psukim?
He only read two psukim to start with. El yotzei acheres, the big rikuros, the shoma yivar bracha achrona. So in that situation where you only read two psukim, you cannot stop at that point. So the Mordechai says, keep going. Because you can't stop here, you got to keep going. The Ramah says, stop here, take out the second sefer, read the three psukim in the new second in the new sefer, and then make the bracha achrona. And then once you do that, you might as well finish off the whole aliyah. Kedasa Makabra. So that's like the Makabra and the Mari Beira, that you cannot proceed weiter in the Pasul Sefer Torah. Alvin Karkor Shlosh Psukim, V'Malkim She'ev Shalah Hapsik Shom. But if you read three Psukim already, and you could stop there, then the Mari Rav says, no, don't stop there. You'll stop there, but you won't make a bracha achrona. You'll continue with the new sefer, make a bracha achrona in the second sefer. Mordechai says, why would you do that? Make the bracha achrona. You can stop here, so make the bracha achrona here. That the Ramah is like the Mordechai. That the Mordechai, the bracha achrona, l'psula, achakach yoytzi acheres. So that's the introduction that the Mishabura gives over here to the simon. But the number of the vayar, the Hebrew Shulchan Aruch b'prat. Now look, there's a long bir halacha where he goes even further into the different shittas. We're not going to do that. But there's plenty of Mishabura over here without getting involved in the Bir Lachos. Okay, let's hold it here.